Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Know-How is brought to you by Carbonite.com. Automatically and continuously back up your computer files to the cloud whenever your computer's connected to the net. For only $59 a year, try it free at Carbonite.com. Use the offer code Know-How to get 2 bonus months with purchase. And by 99 Designs, the world's largest online graphic design marketplace. 99 Designs connects businesses seeking quality, affordable designs with a community of over 200,000 graphic designers. Visit 99designs.com/knowhow to receive a free design consultation. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Know How, where we show how to do stuff. That's your shower in chief, Iyaz Akhtar.
That's me.
What are you up to today? Leo Laporta. I should say that probably because people don't know who the hell this.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Who's the guy in the loud shirt?
Why is he on all the shows?
Well, I don't know. But the thing is, I know you're very knowledgeable and you know everything about this.
This is called a screen sucker.
Today we're going to be calibrating our TVs and
this
our monitors.
Good.
Actually.
Now, this is good. You know, Scott Wilkinson came to my house and calibrated my TV.
I know Home Theater Geeks just covered this, and they did a really in-depth job of this, but this is for folks who don't watch Home Theater Geeks or anything else. We're going to have links to that as well.
And who don't want to spend hundreds of dollars, sometimes thousands, to have a professional do this. Professionals are trained. They have the equipment. It might be worth it if you have the money, but you can do about 90% of it yourself.
Right. And the thing is, you know, if you're wondering, why would you calibrate your TV at all? When you first buy your TV or you go into the showroom, everything is on super bright because we are like moths. It's like, oh, it's bright.
Right.
Look at that one. That must be the best TV. And these modes are great for attracting people with these big displays and everything, but they're nowhere near accurate. And why you'd care about accuracy with the color of your television is, you know, last episode, we had a lighting expert on showing you the amount of effort that goes in the mind of these experts to make everything look beautiful. And when a filmmaker's putting his film together, he's looking at a beautifully color calibrated monitor, and he wants this to be the image you see.
Iyaz's shirt is a bright orange, so if it doesn't look that way to you, you better... No, I'm just kidding. But it is true that you could probably, if you know this, go into the menu and it'll be set at dynamic or showroom and turn it to, say, movie mode. Isn't that enough?
Just doing that is a good start. Yeah. It's definitely halfway there. It's way better than simply leaving it as is, because as is, that demo mode is so bright and blown out. You're not seeing details. You're not seeing the right black levels. It's a whole bunch of stuff.
It's designed to look good in a big fluorescent lit showroom. I mean, let's face it.
So unless you live in a showroom, you should change it. So,
yes.
So if you own a TV, you definitely want to look into this. And the other weird thing is when you go into your menus, we'll show this TV here. One of the weird things about our picture settings in general is all of these terms are lies.
Contrast, backlight, dynalight, brightness, color, tint, sharpness. That's not what those are?
Well, contrast is really white levels. Okay, and backlight actually is backlight in this particular case. Brightness is really black levels.
Really?
Color is really saturation, and tint is tint. So for the most part, there's some lies in here, but these are the terms you see all the time to differentiate it. Because you don't want to scare, you know, the masses with black levels and white levels. What am I supposed to do?
But if you use Lightroom, you're used to those terms, and you probably would prefer to use them. All right, I get that. Can I go in here and do these settings myself? Should I just mess with it till it looks better?
You could do that. If you want to do trial and error, that's always an option. But the first thing I want to show people is something that is so mind-bogglingly simple. It's called the lookup method. If you know the model of your TV... You can Google search this. I know this sounds silly, but there are two great sources I always love. There's CNET forums, there's AVS forums, and we looked up the model of this television. This is the Toshiba 40E220U, and if you go to this particular...
Look, it says how to set it.
It tells you how to set it. Now, granted, these numbers may not be 100% accurate for your television.
Well, first of all, it's that guy's eyes. Second of all, panels differ. Not every panel's the same. The best way to do this is to hand calibrate it, but that's better, again, than nothing.
You know, Scott Wilkinson came over when he did my TV set. We keep saying, Scott, put those settings out on the internet, because the people with the same panel as mine, my Panasonic VT50, say, well, we would like those settings. But Scott does say, these will be good, but they're not going to be perfect because every panel's just a little bit different.
Not just the panel, but the actual room, too. So if you've got a large window in front of you or behind you, or you have bright furniture, bright paint on the walls, everything affects the way you're looking at an image. That's why if you go to a movie theater, what is it? It's dark.
Right.
That's the point. So every way you set this, when you're going to do these calibration settings, test it with an image you kind of know, and also definitely give yourself the idea that this is the way you're watching TV. Do a lot of daytime watching? Set it for that, not necessarily nighttime.
Now, I got to tell you, your eyes may not be the best judge because, frankly, after Scott set mine, it felt dim and washed out. It wasn't quite as bright. The colors weren't as saturated. They were more true and they were more accurate. But initially, I thought, this is like I was watching football. And, you know, a lot of times when you watch football on a TV that's set for the showroom, the grass is fluorescent green. It just looked like grass. I thought, well, that's wrong, but it's not. So sometimes it takes a little getting used to the correct calibrated color. In the long run, that is how the filmmaker or the television channel wants you to see it. So it's worth doing it.
You're absolutely right. Your first
it's
instinct,
dim,
it
dark.
Looks so dark. And you're like, why
What's
is
wrong?
It so dark? And Leo's absolutely right. Some TVs, my television at home, has a game mode which pumps the green.
Right.
So football looks like, again, they're on some kind of nuclear field.
Yeah.
So that's a weird one. If you've got a Windows 7 PC, by the way, it turns out you actually have a built-in calibration tool. It's in Windows Media Center. Now, you got to go into your settings.
Oh, this is cool.
You got to go all the way into your settings. You got to dig down into the TV settings. You go Settings, General, Television. And eventually, you get to this screen here. It's called Display Calibration. Now, this is free. This comes with Windows 7. This is Media Center. And what you do is you run one of these things.
Look at that.
Brian, why don't you pick something like Brightness? So if we look at Brightness, what's going to happen is telling you what's going to happen. This setting affects the clarity of the dark colors and shadows. Locate the brightness control. Make sure you got your remote. And what it lets you do is it runs a video for you and it tells you what to do. You watch the video, you adjust the picture, you make sure you can distinguish the shirt from the suit. The suit should be black, not gray. If you see a moving X, turn the brightness down until it disappears. And so what we'll do is we'll run that video. Takes a little bit to buffer, don't worry. Media Center at times can be a little slow, but it does have the videos. And here we go, we have this guy. And there's supposed to be a moving X somewhere. It's like, I don't see it. So we'd go into our menu. We're going to picture settings.
So he's just going to stand there and rub that cue until you get it right.
This video will loop.
As
I'm moving this around, let's say I'm turning the brightness way down. Now I'm losing all the detail in his suit. And if you're watching this, you're watching a camera.
Oh, look, lapels.
Now we've got lapels. Now you're seeing I'm obviously blowing out this picture way too much because I've gotten rid of all of the black.
Right.
But this is a great way.
That's really interesting.
To actually use that. And I'm going to go back to this because 95 brightness is a little bit crazy.
If you don't have a Windows 7 PC hooked up to your television set, there's also DVDs that will do this. There's a great Blu-ray DVD called DVD Essentials that I bought on Amazon. It's maybe $15-$20. And it has pretty much the same kind of stuff, a variety of test patterns, and then suggestions as to what to do to make it look normal.
The other thing is, if you've got a Windows 7 machine sitting around anywhere and it's got an HDMI out, you have this program
in. Yeah, you just plug it in.
So it's... Now, I've heard some things about the quality of that video. There are people who are like, this is not enough. This is just slightly
just
better than nothing.
Yeah.
It's always about trying to get something. This is a free option if you have Windows 7 on your computer. It's just something I used to use for a while. I started moving on to different things. But before we actually ask the audience about what they wanted to use.
Let's back up, shall we?
Let's
just take a step back.
Back.
And back up your data. I hope you're doing a backup. And I hope you're doing a regular off-site backup. Well, let me explain. So my friend Peter Croak, who is the author of the Digital Asset Management book, and I think we've even talked about it on the show before, talks about 3-2-1 backup. Three copies of your data. A lot of people make a backup, then delete the original and say, see, I got a backup. That's one. Not even two copies. Three is the best on two different media formats. Maybe one's DVD, one's hard drive. But one of them, and this is the most important, should be off-site, not sitting next to your computer. Tornado comes by, everything's destroyed. It's bad enough that you lost your computer. Worse, that you might lose that data. What's on that computer? Maybe baby pictures, wedding pictures, financial records, stuff you just don't want to lose. Carbonite gives you a backup solution that is guaranteed to protect you in case of the worst. It's 3-2-1 backup done right. You may still want to have a local backup on a hard drive next to your computer, but when you got Carbonite on your computer, anytime, and it's really good for a laptop, anytime you're online, Carbonite is backing it up securely. It's encrypted using SSL, so you could do it anywhere. It's making a copy in the cloud so that it's always available to you. In fact, you can log on to your Carbonite account once you've set it up and anywhere on any computer, even use their free apps, and there's all your stuff. It is a great way to save your stuff in the cloud. And I got to say, as important as it is for an individual to back up her data, it's even more important for a small business. There are businesses out there, if they lost their computer systems, they would be out of business. How long would it take you to get back in business? With Carbonite, it takes just a matter of minutes. So take a look at, they have Home, Home Plus, Home Premier. They've got business systems, all of them at a single yearly flat rate for any amount of data. So you don't have to, oh, how much do I have? You don't get any unexpected bills. Please try it free. You get 2 weeks free just by going to Carbonite.com. You don't need a credit card, PC or Mac. Use our offer code KnowHow. You'll get 2 months free with purchase. Carbonite.com. The offer code is KnowHow. As important as it is for an individual, it's even triply important for a business. So take advantage of this. You know, it's interesting how many business people were using the consumer version of Carbonite because it was simply the easiest way for them to back up.
And this just runs in the background. So if
it's automatic.
If you wanted to back up your mom's computer or your dad's computer or anything like
that. She doesn't have to know about it.
Yeah, you just run it. You
when Abby went to college, I put it on the laptop. She didn't know about it. I just, you know, I knew because at some point I'd get the call, I lost my laptop. Or, you know, more often I accidentally threw out my thesis. That's the thing. It's human error. So Carbonite protects you against that, too. All right. Moving on. The DVD Essentials. There's another one, Spears. There's a number of these on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And get the Blu-ray if you have a Blu-ray player because that'll give you the best effect. And I tell you, they have many, 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 many test patterns, not just a guy sharpening his cue.
Yeah. There is actually, we're going to have a link to this in our show notes at twit.tv/KH. AVS Forum has a free solution where you can download and then burn to a disc,
neat.
A Blu-ray or DVD, or just run the MP4s right from them. It's free. And from what I've read, because AVS Forums is a fantastic resource.
Scott Wilkinson's editor-in-chief there.
They've run it against some of the professional grade, not the DVDs you could buy, and the quality is about 1-to-1. So you are getting great test patterns. Again, we'll have a link to that in the show notes so we can pick that up.
Wow, that's a great deal.
And we ask the audience, though, you know what? Today, you'll know how to calibrate your TV and monitor. That's what I said on Twitter. I said, let us know your answer with the hashtag TwitKH. Now, Cap Kipper, he tweeted me and said, use the THX optimizer on my Blu-ray and DVDs.
Oh, there you go.
It turns out, by the way, if you guys don't know this, that THX, if you see that anywhere near your DVD, there's a good chance that there's already an optimizer built in. You got to go to the settings. So you go to the menu, then you go to the settings. You might find a calibration tool there. But it does require a pair of special glasses that cost a whopping $4.
What are they? What are they, polarized special glasses?
They're blue glasses.
Oh,
so you can do the majority of your setup without them, but to get some true color accuracy, you can send out for these glasses, and you can use that as an option.
Cool.
We got another viewer who said, this is Nicholas Todor, he says he loves the THX TuneUp mobile app. No special glasses required.
There's a mobile version.
I wasn't even aware that there was one. There's an iOS version that costs $2. It runs on iPad and iOS, on iPhones. The downside, though, is you need to have a device that has a 30-pin dock connector out so you can connect your device using HDMI.
So you're going to play videos from your iPad or iPhone onto the screen.
Right, and from there you can
calibrate. You have to have a way to do that.
On top of that, it actually does audio, too. So if you want to test out your 5.1 system, assuming you have a particular device, you can do this. So I thought that was another great option because who knew that THX makes a $2 app?
That's pretty good.
That's THX. They know audio and they know
video. They actually certify professional calibrators. Scott Wilkinson is THX certified. So they really do know how to do this.
And lastly, we had my good friend Tom Gerke. He says, for color critical applications like photography, don't rule out an inexpensive hardware color meter.
That's the screen sucker I was referring to earlier.
The screen sucker here that we have right here. This is a Color Vision Data Color. This is a very old Spider 2 Express. Now, this
Spider is actually very affordable, and they make a whole range of colorimeters and spectrophotometers.
So this is about, when I bought this a couple years ago, this cost about $100, and the newer ones are about $130. And what they do is you just attach it to your via USB Windows machine or Mac, And then what you do...
It's got suction cups.
It's got these suction cups.
It's so funny.
And it's got this counterweight balance. So it basically just sits on your screen. It runs software. And what it does, though, it's setting your computer output. It's changing that. It's not really messing with your monitor so much as it's going to change the output from your machine. And by the way, everything we've been talking about is really about per input. Because when you set the settings on your television or monitor, whatever your device is that's feeding it, that matters too. So this color meter or the...
Yeah, you need the software. Yeah.
Colorimeter is very vital if you're doing things like web design. That's when I was doing that, when I was doing video editing as well. If I wanted true color reproduction, I took my monitor, took my little color vision data caller here, and I would just stare and go, okay, that's really white. That's good. Because color calibrated monitors, Leo, you know, these are crazy expensive when you buy them out of the box.
Right.
So you can always use this again and again and again.
That's cool. They make these for printers, too, spectrophotometers, because if you're a photographer and you want to make prints, you've got to get the printer calibrated, the monitor calibrated, so that what you see on the screen kind of sort of looks what you print out on the printer. These are very handy things to have. Can you use this with a television set, or does it have to be with a computer?
Well, if your input device is a PC, you could use it with your TV.
Sure.
I do that. Basically, my entire system is run by a Media Center PC.
Right.
So I run this on my television to make sure that when I'm watching my Blu-ray that's been ripped, or I'm watching my DVDs through the machine or whatever I'm doing, at least it's outputting a color that matches what the director wanted me to see.
Right.
Because, again, I'm the guy who sits there with the letterbox or the pillar boxes on my old TVs because I want to see what they wanted to show me.
And let me say this. Even though at first you might say it looks dim, it looks desaturated, once you watch it for a while, you really realize this is more accurate. This is a more theatrical experience, and you come to love it. Watching Game of Thrones on a well-calibrated, good TV set where the darks, because it's a dark show, are really dark and murky, and it's a visceral feeling. Having a well-calibrated TV will make your experience better. It really will.
Shows that are really dark, like or even movies like Dark Knight, incredibly dark. And the question is, were you supposed to see this?
Yeah, how much...
Sometimes your screens are washed out. You don't know you're supposed to be seeing. You're not supposed to be seeing parts, or you're supposed to see other things. I really love using this kind of device.
That's great.
If you have a PC driving your whole system, definitely worth it. Again, on this show, I'm pretty sure if you guys are watching this, you probably got a PC hooked up to your TV. You're probably watching this in glorious HD. You might want to see what the color looks like. Before we get to the know-it-alls...
I got some emails. Should we do a commercial first?
Let's thank 99 Designs, shall we?
Yeah, I love 99 Designs. You've seen our T-shirt, haven't you? The one we sold on Teespring. All gone, by the way. If you didn't get one, too late. But we will do some more. And the design came from a designer who worked at 99 Designs, actually worked with 99 Designs. They've got over 200,000 graphic designers from all over the world who are looking for work. And what you do is you go to 99 Designs and say, I got some work for you. In our case, we said, we want to design a T-shirt. We got, I can't remember, 8 or 9 really good designs. We had a vote off. We'll use some of those other designs. They're fabulous. You can refine the design back and forth with the designer. You can even work with 99 Designs and get a consultation from their San Francisco-based design team. They'll help you with branding, logo design, web design. Prices are great, too. Our T-shirt cost $199. Once we settled on the design we wanted, $199. Web design starts at $599. Logo design, $299. Mobile app design, $599. If you're doing print stuff, they do that too. Menus. If you're a restaurant, your menu should look as delicious as your food does. Get a great designer to do it at 99 Designs. We've got a deal for you. If you go to 99designs.com/knowhow, you'll get a $99 power pack of services for free. That gives you more designer time, more attention. 99 Designs will bold, highlight, and feature your design product in their or project in their marketplace, so you get twice as many design offers. Go to that page right there, 99designs.com/knowhow, or you can call 800-513-1678. It's kind of nice to call because you get an idea of how great the 99 Design folks are. 800-513-1678 or 99designs.com/knowhow. I know you've got something you want to work on. A lot of programmers, you know. Great programmers, terrible artists.
You know, that's what I was thinking about. When I was at Vermont Law School, we had a great IT department, and we had these great forums so we could actually have nice communications. And I saw this. I'm like, guys, did you design this? They said, yeah. And I said, guys, nobody's ever going to use this. So what we need is an eye for design.
And get a designer.
Let us as the nerds know how to do things. We can make it happen, but somebody else has a design eye. The thing is, no matter how great your application is or your website, if its UI is not very good, people won't use it. So you can focus as the know-how viewer on doing the stuff.
That's right.
And then let somebody else handle the design. Because
design is
that's
great.
Awesome.
I love beautiful designs. I just have no ability at all. So thank goodness there's 99 designs. Shall I read the email that
sure,
we got?
Sure,
let's
the check
other
in
day?
With the know-it-alls.
The know-it-alls. This
know-it-alls.
Is a great, this is such a great tip I would have never thought of. It's from Uzitab in Brisbane, Australia. He says, hi, Iaz and Leo. I had a laptop with a broken screen. I wanted to turn it into, didn't want to throw it out. I wanted to turn it into a print server, a backup server. So, of course, first thing I do, install a clean version of Windows. But I ran into a problem. When I rebooted into setup, of course, he has to hook it up to an external monitor because the internal monitor is not working. When I rebooted into setup, it wouldn't output anything to my external monitor. It was dark. I couldn't see what I was doing. After some frustration, I found a solution. I would have never thought of this. I tapped the shift key 5 times. Do you know what that does on Windows? It turns on the assistive control panel. Mm-hmm. And then I used descriptive audio, and it walked me through the settings. You get the robot voice that says, click, and he was able to finish the setup. And then, of course, once he got the setup done, he had drivers. The monitor worked fine. Wow, that's a great tip. It was a tab from Brisbane, Australia. 5 times on the shift key. You can do it right now. Turns on sticky keys, right? And then you get to the ease of access center, and you can do all sorts of things.
That
very
is,
tricky. Very, very select tip, that one.
That is
like
the
that.
Smartest audience in the world. I was like,
that.
I wouldn't give up, but I know this guy must have just typed everything
well, that's
to
the
words.
Thing. I bet he didn't know. He just was pounding on the thing, and all of a sudden said,
sticky
hello.
Key.
What would you like to do today?
We got another email from Lee. It says, dear Know How crew, I really enjoy your show. And I thought the most recent show on the home studio was great. I was wondering if you could do a show on DIY multi-audio setup similar to that of the Sonos, but without the really high price tag involved.
We did.
Exactly. That's why I want to bring this up, Lee.
Pay attention.
Episode 34 of Know How. We have a huge repository of projects at this point.
This is a good one.
twit.tv/KH34 for that particular episode. We showed you all kinds of things about Bluetooth audio, and we did AirPlay audio. We did DLNA audio. We did all kinds of crazy things.
Yep.
And we had multi-room audio as well.
Actually, what I got from that is how hard it is to do it as well as Sonos.
Absolutely.
But Sonos is so expensive, it's probably worth doing it.
It's a lot of elbow grease.
Yeah.
But definitely, if you want to know how to do it, again, we have all of our stuff at twit.tv/KH. And that's where our giant library of episodes are. Right now, this is episode 47. Wow, long time going. If you want to connect with us, by the way, we've got all kinds of ways. We've got a great Google Plus community at gplus.to/twitkh. And by the way, guys, if you're on Twitter and you're like, I don't like Google Plus, just tweet with the hashtag twitkh. I have an ongoing search. I keep looking that up, and I see questions pop up from time to time. I favorite them. I bring them up on the show. Definitely tweet at us with hashtag twitkh, or you could use something called email?
Email. Does that stand for expressive mail?
Something like that.
External mail?
No. Anyway, some kind of thing called email.
Egregious mail?
It's some kind of social network I'm not really on. But it's
egg
it's,
mail.
Maybe. I think he might be right. You can let us know. knowhow@twit.tv. You can send us your emails. You can do all 3. I'm not going to stop you.
Can anybody use snail mail?
If they wanted to, I guess.
Box,
look us up.
Box 1018, Petaluma, 94953. Nobody's going to do that.
Well, that's pretty much wraps it up, though, for us. We're going to have lots of links, by the way. I know this, we did a little overview.
Great stuff.
We're going to have
really
links
useful.
To that ABS forum stuff, the special terms we were talking about, how brightness is not really brightness. We're going to have all of that at twit.tv/KH.
Oh, wow, that was exhausting. But now that you know how to calibrate your TV, go out and start sucking the screen. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.